Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Jenny Hubby.
Hey, Bruce. Hi, everybody.
Hey, beautiful day here in Texas. And as promised, we have a fantastic guest for our listeners today, and we are all excited to get to know her better and hear about the very interesting things she does in her coaching work. So, Jenny, would you like to introduce our guest?
I would love to. So, I would like to introduce Laura Hernandez to you, Bruce, and to the show. And Laura and I met in coach training last year, about this time last year. And there's so much to talk about, so I don't want to take too much time in introducing Laura. I just want to say her energy, you'll hear her energy, you'll feel her energy when we talk to her. Laura is educated, she's well-trained, highly trained in theta healing and heart math and coaching, and just can't wait to hear how Laura uses coaching in the theta healing. And obviously, many of us probably need a little education on what theta healing and heart math is. And along with the professional, Laura uses all of this in her personal life. And that's what's so powerful about Laura, is how she uses her practices in her personal life. And we'll get to that. She's got a really cool story that we share a little bit in common. So I'll leave that little cliffhanger and say, welcome, Laura, to the show.
Thank you, Jenny. I'm very excited. Hi, Bruce. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me in your show. I'm really, really excited to be here and talk about what is that I do?
Well, I already have more energy just talking to you. So tell us, let's start with theta healing. Tell us what that is.
Okay, theta healing, it's a meditation technique that puts your brain in the theta state. So makes your brain waves go into theta. And by doing so, your body is sleeping, but your mind is awake. So this is the door of the subconscious mind. And this is really important and really interesting, because we manifest our lives with our thoughts, but mostly 5% of the time, we are aware of what is that we're thinking. So 5% of our thought is conscious, but the other 95% is completely subconscious. So you're not thinking heartbeat, stomach digest, you're not thinking that. But also you're thinking all the time, you're thinking other thoughts. So when you are manifesting something in your life that you don't want, it's because that is coming from the subconscious mind. So theta healing opens the door for you to go into your subconscious mind, to change those beliefs, to change the way that your brain, these neural patterns are working that come from the past, from maybe your parents or your grandparents, or something that you thought when you were a kid, but it's not something that is actual, but still you're manifesting that right now. So by going into the theta state, the theta brainwave, you're opening the door to tapping those beliefs, and with this meditation, with this technique, change them and allow your neural patterns, the new neural patterns, to come into your life and to really manifest with those neural patterns a new life, a life that you wish to create, a life that you will enjoy, a life that you will live and be happy about living. So that's why theta healing is so interesting. I don't know many techniques that will really change those neural patterns. So either you do it consciously by just like saying it out loud and trying to believe it, But when you tap into the subconscious mind and kind of plant this seed over there at the subconscious mind, a new neural pattern, you create a neural pattern there. And that will kind of facilitate people to really put that into practice and to manifest that in their life. So that's why it's so important. So when I am doing my coaching and people are kind of finding those limiting beliefs and opening their eyes to those things that they are manifested, that they are manifesting, but they don't really want to. So I help them through Theta Healing to change those beliefs, to plant those seeds, kind of.
It makes, like, if we think about street language, it's the self-sabotaging behaviors that we have, or, you know, something we used to say is you're talking about another option is kind of fake it till you make it, but you're saying you really get to the core, to the subconscious, and you're changing the thoughts there before they come to the conscious.
Exactly, because if you fake it until you change it, it's going to take a while.
Right.
So your mind has, your mind really has to believe it. You really have to believe it. You really have to feel it.
Yeah.
And so physics says that when you witness something happening, you can create it.
Yeah.
So by being in this theta brainwave and by visualizing that happening for your clients, so those neural patterns are created and things change much, much faster by just faking it till you make it.
Right? That's exhausting, isn't it? the fake it till you make it thing is exhausting. And, you know, I think what happens with that is we're still thinking, is this working? Is this working? But what you're talking about is an experience. And
yes.
And energy and power. So how does this work with a client? So say a client hires you now, first of all, when they hire you, are they hiring you as a coach or a healer, or what does that look like?
Well, I have three techniques that I use with my clients, the coaching. I have HARMA that we'll talk later about it. And I have the Theta Healing. So if a client comes to me, I will explain that is what I do. This is what I have. And if they want me to just do a healing, I will do a healing. But mostly I love to mix the three, because
okay.
The three are very powerful. Because when you coach somebody, you kind of allow them to have this space for them to choose what they want to create and to acknowledge what they are going through. So
yeah.
You're not doing things for them. They right. are doing it for themselves.
Okay.
And you're just like supporting that change with Theta Healing. And so I love when they want to be coached and they want to be like supported with Theta Healing, because we can create that new space, that new life for them quicker than just faking until you make it. so when they come to me and they find what they are looking for, they find why they want to change and they want to create a plan to change it, I support them with this change of beliefs. So we find the limiting beliefs that are stopping them to manifest the life that they want to create or whatever change they want to create. And when we tap into those, I heal those beliefs, or we change those beliefs through this technique, and that makes them go faster or go farther in their journey or where they want to go.
Wow.
So, yeah. And because everything is kind of emotional, I love to incorporate HARMAT, because HARMAT is a technique that will allow you to get in charge of your emotions in a very, very easy way.
And you're saying heart math, like HEART math?
Yes, heart and math.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us more.
Well, HARMAT is an institute in California. It's a nonprofit organization that opens space for everybody to acknowledge the intelligence of the heart. So our heart is very, very intelligent, and our heart It's the one that receives the information from the environment. So you receive it, you feel it through your heart, and then that information is sent to the brain. So the information goes from the heart to the brain. And you know, Yeni, this is something that it's known since the 1800s, and it's not, it's only now that it's been used. So HeartMath coaches like military, the Navy, Clinica Mayo, Stanford, Harvard, HP. So there are many companies that are incorporating HeartMath in their way of doing their job. Or like the nurses in Clinica Mayo, it's amazing how the first responders, the ER, the nurses at the ER, have this system in order to allow themselves to connect really with the patient and not to go into panic or stress.
Wow, that's amazing.
So when you change beliefs with your client, and when we're coaching something like when they want to achieve a goal, and we find the beliefs, and I kind of open space for them and give them a tool to stop the negative emotional charge that they were having. So that opens, like the door opens, like, I don't know, wider for them to make the change. Because now they don't have the neural pattern, the old neural pattern. They have a new one, and they have a technique to stop the negative charge. Mm. So I love to incorporate the three.
And so give us an example of what that would look like for a client. So client hires you and you incorporate the three. I mean, what's the structure of your process, you know, when a client hires you? Like, how often do you meet? How do you meet? What do you do?
Okay, so when I incorporate the three techniques, I usually not do as many sessions as you regularly do with coaching. Because when you are using coaching, just coaching, you are kind of faking it until you make it. You're like struggling with the change of beliefs for more time than before. So what I do with by incorporating these three techniques, that will shorten the amount of time that you need to change something that will wish to. So for example, they come to me, we find what they want to change, and when we find by coaching what they want to change, I will tap into their energy and kind of go into the subconscious beliefs that are no allowing for them to manifest what they want. And we will do a healing of those beliefs. So we will talk about it, when this was created, what is the good thing about creating that, because we all create good things, even though we create bad things, but we get a good lesson from all the bad things that we created. Mm-hmm. So we kind of talk about what is the good about manifesting that, and we find the lessons that we wanted to learn through those experiences, and we change the neural patterns this way to a good thing. So to manifest the same kind of outcome, the same learning, but without the rough experience. I'm kind of telling the subconscious mind that you already learned that you wish to, and that you can move forward without that struggle.
Yeah.
When we heal that, when we change that, and then I make them go through this emotional state and teach them how to tap into a renewing emotion instead of into a negative emotion. So when you learn how to tap into a positive emotion and incorporate that in your daily life, it will completely transform your life.
Mm. So, you know, you mentioned to me earlier, we were talking before the show about HeartMath and how it helped you. And I shared this with Bruce offline that you, and I just want to share this with our listeners, that about a year ago, I know you know the exact day and time, we were in training together, and Harvey Hurricane Harvey was dumping the water on Houston, which is where you live, and you were up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we were just completing the last day of training to get our coach certification, or yours. I was actually a trainer for that class, and so you were a student, and so you had just really difficult time because your two daughters, teenage daughters, were at home, and the home was starting to flood. And you had to get home, but you couldn't get home. It was just, it was heart-wrenching to watch. And then to see you rebuild your life with just a beautiful attitude. So tell us how HeartMath helped you go through a major, major life experience like that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jenny, for bringing that up, because that is a perfect example. So I was going through hell. I was somewhere else. My house was about to flood. I couldn't go back through the highway. I have to take a different road that they were floating. I was going like in a movie. I was going against all odds to reach my house. And by that time, I knew HeartMath. And I knew that HeartMath is amazing in a crisis, because I was going to be able to stop the drainage of energy. If you stop the negative emotion, you stop the drainage. And that's very, very important. So when I was trying to come back to Houston, I was breathing from my heart. That is what HeartMath teaches you. Breathe from the heart to stop the emotion. Breathe from the heart. So I was driving back, breathing from my heart, and it was chaos all over the road. And when I arrived to my neighborhood, it was completely flooded. And when I was going back, I used the power of my thought to manifest a way to go into my neighborhood, because I know my neighborhood. I know which bridges were already flooded. I know which streets were going to be really difficult, because there's a lot of lakes around my house. So with the power of my thought, I said that I was going to arrive, no matter what, to my house to save my daughters.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going to be like Moses and open the water for me. Jenny, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. I was home at 5:30, and the house was supposed to flood at 5. I took my daughters, took my taxes, my computer, my rain boots, because I don't know why my rain boots were so important at the moment. And I left my house, and half an hour later, my house was flooded. So we were out of the house when this happened. Thank God we weren't there. But going through the process was really, really difficult for me, because I am very, very sensitive. So I feel what others are feeling. And HeartMath allowed me to stay in my center. And again, the power of my thought, the power of creation, I knew what amount of money I will have to kind of have in order to rebuild my house. I manifested that FEMA was going to give me the amount that I needed. I also had friends that did a GoFundMe for me. I have another friend that took care of me for 5 months. So she hosted me for 5 months, me and my daughters and my dog. So I was going through the experience and saying, okay, what is good about it? What is that I am learning? What is I am achieving through this tough lesson, and make my way to go further and not stay suffering, not staying being the victim. I was going forward. I was learning. I was allowing myself to see what was good about everything that was happening. And I can tell you, Jenny, that if I had the choice to go through it again, I will choose it, because I received so many gifts and so much learning from it. That is really, really, a really precious experience. I was one of the first ones that returned home, that returned to their house, the first one kind of that had a contractor, that I have so many help, so much help. And I was like, I went through experience with my own techniques. I apply Theta Healing. I apply my coaching. I apply heart map. And I think by applying all of that that I can offer to my clients, I made it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're the real deal. You're a live example of how to use your techniques to transform your life.
And, yeah, and exactly.
Again, given that situation, which technique flowed the best for you in those moments, and which technique was a little difficult for you to employ for yourself?
Well, the first one that is very easy to use is heart math. So that's kind of the first one that I used, that I knew that I can use, because when you're going through that, you are completely in shock. You can't think very straight.
Yeah.
You are kind of surviving. We were looking for food, looking for a shelter, looking for a sweater, looking for things, like really daily things. So heart math, that is just breathing, focusing on the heart. That is, it's called the heart focused breathing. That's the first technique that heart math uses. That's something that you can do because you will never, ever stop breathing. And if you breathe using this technique, this will help you build energy and you're going to stop the negative emotion. So that was key. I think heart math saved my health because I knew I was not going to die. It was like, it was risk, but I was sure I was not going to die. But I could have had stress from it. And I kind of didn't. I am very healthy right now, and I don't have any disorders like as a result from stress. And I have neighbors that are still coping with the rain. For example, if it rains, they go into panic.
Mm.
So yeah, there's a difference. Yes, and HeartMath is very easy to use, and that's the first technique that I did. But the other ones as well, I coach myself through the process and I heal my beliefs that were manifesting that kind of situation. So I use the three, but the first one, heart math, was key on it.
Excellent. I'm glad that was able to, you know, that was able to work. I know oftentimes I have to practice what I preach with self-limiting beliefs or, you know, something crops up and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what would I tell a client or whatever? But that's really good. You know, I myself for years, I helped run a alpha theta neurofeedback clinic in a women's prison. So some of the theta training, you know, that we did with the biofeedback, it's very similar, I think, to what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the biofeedback, you are seeing that for the computer or through a system. And theta healing is just like with your intuition, kind of. So it's cool.
True. It has more that meta, right, metaphysical thing with what you're doing versus...
Yeah, the theta healing, because HeartMath is completely science-based. Completely science-based. So I'm kind of have both things. I have science because I do believe in science, but I do believe in energy work. And my energy work is completely supported by science.
We were talking about before the show that you were like, this is science, it's not woo-woo. And I go, well, it's sort of woo-woo backed by science. That's really cool. I mean, I think we all know that there's power in our thoughts and that we can change the way we think. We all know that. We just don't all know how to. So that's what most of us know that we can or believe that we can. We just don't know how. And so that's what you're doing is helping people understand how to change and very efficiently, it sounds like.
Yes. And the first thing, you know, Yenny, is that it's so bizarre that we think our normal base is to be stressed or our normal way of being is to suffer or being a victim. And your body really believes it. So as your body believes it, you create situations that will reinforce that belief. So if you feel you're a victim, you're going to manifest many opportunities in your life, in your day, to acknowledge that you are. Mm-hmm. You're going to see that in your reality. And that baseline, that change, sometimes is very, very difficult to overcome. Mm-hmm. And by kind of doing energy healing and science-based, using science-based technique and coaching really helps you to open space for you to create a new baseline. Because that is the baseline that you're going to feel comfortable, the one that you're used to manifest. So you're really comfortable being a victim. So when you stop being a victim, that might be not so comfortable for your body. So your body is going to reach situations to reinforce your old self, not the new self. So that's why by incorporating energy techniques, science-based technique, and coaching will allow you to create more easily this change, to allow yourself to create a new habit, a new self, and to create a new comfort zone that will no longer be the victim, or will not longer be the pain, or will not longer be something that makes you suffer.
And so where are your clients located? Are they all over, or how, you know, give us an idea of, yeah, where they're located.
Okay, so I work in person, but I also work through the phone or through Zoom. So my clients are based all over. I have clients in India, in London, in Iran. I have clients in Mexico. Of course, I speak fully Spanish. And so I have many clients in Mexico. I have clients in Guatemala. I have clients in Argentina, in Venezuela, and all over the States as well. And I do travel a little, more than a little, so I go and teach this healing technique in many places and in these countries, and also I do sessions.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about too, is your training. So you do coach and you also train and teach. So tell us about that.
Well, I train HeartMath, and I'm as a trainer, a HeartMath trainer, I can do one-on-one training, and I do this through the phone or through Zoom. And I also do trainings for corporations, organizations, or enterprises, and I go there and train the employees. And when I do that, we do a stress assessment first. Then we teach the technique, we elaborate a plan for them to use the technique, and then some months later, we do another assessment. And this is great because at the assessment, you're going to be able to see how the stress diminished and how the coping skills or the well-being increases. And you can see also the different organizations, how people will improve their performance and will improve also their personal lives. So this is very interesting. And I do this, as I said, also on one-on-one as well. And with Theta Healing, I do my sessions online, and that is possible. There's no problem because energy is not local. Energy is it's entangled, but I can't teach Theta Healing over the internet or online. That has to be in person. So I do my training in person. Sometimes I do it here, and I have a Theta Healing training in by the end of the September next week. In fact, on Tuesday, and I do. But I also travel elsewhere to give this trainings. I am a certified, it's called, oh, I don't even remember it how I'm called. I'm a master and certificate of science in Theta Healing, which means that I have all the classes and I can teach all the classes.
Okay, so when you're teaching the classes, are you teaching to the consumer? Is it train the trainer? Are you teaching professionals to use the technique?
Well, could be to use, to, yes, I teach people to use the technique, and there are so many aspects about the technique that you can tap into.
Okay.
For example, we go through intuitive anatomy. So we kind of see what are the beliefs that your body is stored in every system in your body. So circulatory system, digestive system, in your eyes, in your liver, in every part of your body. But there are basic training. So a lot of people will get the breathing training just to see how energy works and what important is the thought and what important is the belief and how is that you can be able to change those beliefs without having to say it out loud every day and you expect to change it. This basic training. Sorry?
I was going to say, yeah, it's a little inefficient to write it 100 times and then you'll believe it or something. So that's great.
Yeah, you can say it that, like, you can say it 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, but if in your DNA, the belief is there, like, let's say that, for example, that you want to be more abundant, that you want to manifest more money, but you're not really lucky doing that. And you're like saying every day that you want money, that you are going to have money, and that you say that every day. But if in your DNA, somebody has lost their lives because of money, or somebody has lost their family because of money, you will never, ever going to make it. Because for you, maybe your family is more important or love is more important than money. And you're going to like manifest what made you survive, what made you feel good in the past. So yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah. If we could all just convince ourselves to change if we could change by convincing ourselves to change, then we'd all be changed. You know,
exactly.
So, right. So tell us about, you talk a lot on your website, Laura, about love and unconditional love and opening a space for love. So how does the love fit into the techniques that you offer?
Well, I think it's not that the technique will say that all is about love, but it's my personal point of view that everything is about love. And everybody is here in this experience, in this life experience, and we are looking for love, and we're looking to be loved, and we're looking to offer love. Mm-hmm. So love is the most beautiful energy that can transform everything. If you want to transform your life, if you want to transform a situation and you bring love into that, you're more likely to change it because that's the highest frequency. Love is the highest frequency. And when you put and you tap into the highest frequency of energy, which is love, the door is going to be open for you. Mm. So doing things with love, and I love what I do, and I do my work with tons of love, and doing it with love, but also opening space for others to receive love and to allow love into their life, I think will also open the door for everybody.
Mm. So that's really cool. So love is your purpose.
Love is my purpose. Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowing myself and others to tap in this high frequency of energy is my purpose. That's
really cool. That is so
awesome. That's why I named my business I Halo Love.
I know, I love it. Well, from a Southern accent, I Halo Love. That's how I say it from the South. So your website is I Halo Love, IHALO love.com. So cool.
Yes.
And you really, your website looks great, Laura. You talk about the training. You talk about all three of your techniques of the Theta Healing, the spiritual life coaching and heart math, and then the trainings that you offer as well.
Yes, I do explain over there. And we haven't said about the spiritual life coaching, but the technique that unite us, I love it, because it's kind of, it's coaching somebody from what of their possibilities. So we kind of were born this beautiful being that works through life, we have been storing all these false beliefs that we have taken from others, and we become something that we are not. So the spiritual life coaching, the divine process that I learned with you and with my other classmates, was amazing for me, because it opened space for me to really see that we are born authentic selves and we become something that we aren't. But there are ways to go back to this authentic self that is pure unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. For ourselves, and so that we can give it to others.
Yes.
So. That's cool. Okay, Bruce, I know.
I noticed that you have some classes, and let's talk about the disease and disorders class. I think that you're going to have that in the Woodlands. What all does that consist of?
Beliefs make you feel. So when you feel, when you have a thought and you feel it, there's an emotion that is going on in your body, and the emotion creates a chemical. This chemical either is going to be good for your body, or it's going to go against what you want in your life. So if you are kind of running for a long period of time a thought that is creating a negative chemical for you, that will create a disorder or a disease. So in Theta Healing, what we do in this class is you learn what are the most common beliefs that are behind every disorder or disease. For example, we believe that in Theta Healing that the liver stores anger. So we kind of go through all of the beliefs that are manifesting a problem in your liver. Or we can go into digestive system, and we kind of tap into the beliefs that are mostly likely to be there. So when you heal those beliefs, when you heal the beliefs that are stored in every organ, that will help a disorder or a disease to be discreated and to create health instead of disorder with this technique.
I see. Do any particular organs have particular clusters of beliefs? Have you noticed that, or any type of patterns there?
Exactly. That's exactly the thing. There is a pattern. There is a pattern in every organ, in every system. So there are patterns that you can find in your intestinal tract system. There are patterns in your stomach. There are patterns in your bones. There are patterns in your heart. So all those patterns are the ones that we kind of teach what is that you will be able to find in a heart, what is that you will be able to find at the bones, at the teeth, at the brain. So somehow at this particular disorder or disease. In a knee, for example, what is about a knee? So a knee, when there's problems in the knees, there's most likely to be authority problems. So that person will have an authority problem. So if you heal the belief that created that authority problem, you're going to heal the knee. So by healing a belief, by changing belief, you're going to heal the body, because you will no longer have the thought, that will no longer have the emotion, that will no longer signal the negative chemical that created the disorder or disease in the first time.
Excellent. Yeah. I was wondering if you were keying into those.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you were keying into those different patterns, and how often do the classes have a rotation, or do they just kind of come up when you have a demand, or are they offered quarterly? Because I know you also have a family ties class and some other things.
Well, I kind of go through many of the classes. There are many classes in Tarot Healing, so I kind of run them through the year. Maybe I will not be able to run it all through the year. I go by demand. I do teach the basic, advanced, and dig deeper class, which are the basic ones, like two or three times a year. But the ones that are more skilled are just by demand. Yes.
Okay. And I was just kind of curious, how do your clients find you most of the time? By what means, through the internet or through word of mouth, or? How is it that you've been able to get most of your clients in your practice?
Word of mouth, yeah. People reach me because some others have had really good results. So they recommend me and they call me. And I do have my Facebook page, I Heal Love. Also, I go by the same over Instagram, I Heal Love. I have my YouTube channel also, I Heal Love, and my webpage. So... yeah, just tapping into somebody finds me through Facebook, or because somebody told them that they had great results with me. So that's the only thing that I do. I don't advertise very much.
Well, sounds like it's a pretty good strategy for you, you know? I mean,
yeah, it had worked for me. Yeah, and I'm very happy with the results that my clients have had. So that makes me really happy, and I'm really, really grateful, and I appreciate every one of them.
Good. I'm going through your Instagram now. I really love how you have your logo on the bottom of these memes, of these photos. I'll have to get with you later. It's just a nice halo logo.
I know. You say you don't do advertising. You really do in brilliant marketing. So just want to clarify that with everyone. You do some really great strategic marketing and promoting what you're really passionate about. And it comes through. It's not like you're like, hey, I want to promote me. I'm so great and awesome. It's really you're promoting what you love and you know works for people.
Yes, I think this is the desire of my soul. And if everybody could like do what their soul desires, we all were going to be happy someday we reach that.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
Well, and this is my soul desire. So I'm very happy doing it and sharing what I do.
Oh, it comes through. Your energy comes through. So tell us, you've already kind of talked about how, you know, that you're out there on social media, your website. It looks like you have a blog as well.
I don't like, I try
not
to,
so much,
but not so much. No.
More of a blog, really, and just being out on social media. So how do you prefer for people to, what's the best way, I guess, for people to connect with you?
Well, they can email me, they can call me, I will like take calls, text, or email. I love email because I can have the time and right place to answer back. Sometimes when I'm busy all day teaching or having sessions, and I will not reply to a call sooner, but email is kind of my best way of communicating with me.
Okay.
So I'm open to all your emails.
Great. Awesome.
So you're going to be in Mexico City here next week?
Yes, I'm going to be in Mexico City teaching HeartMath to a group on Saturday. So I will teach the program that it's called Resilient Advantage, how to create resilience through intelligent management techniques that HeartMath created. And on Sunday, I have a training at a catering enterprise. So I'm going to teach waiters, cookers, people that are involved into serving you food on a party, how to stay coherent as they are providing a service. And if they are coherent providing the service, your food is going to taste amazing and you're going to have a great experience at the event that you will be, because they are going to provide a beautiful, coherent state for you and atmosphere.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mindfulness in the in la cocina.
Exactly.
Love
Yay.
It.
Hora, hora. Yeah, Ruth. Órale, Bruce. I love it.
I love it.
Can't take the prison away sometimes. But anyway, but yeah, so that'll be, boy, that sounds good. I saw that on your page, your Facebook page. Man, just like you said, Jenny, man, she's doing a great job on her Facebook page. Lots of posts, real informative, and very sincere marketing, very on point. Like you said, very natural.
Yeah.
Getting it out there and not, you know what I mean, not too hypey. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I know Jenny and I always like to look at people's media and stuff like that. And, Jenny also trains coaches, right, and helps coaches mm-hmm. build their businesses in various ways. And to some extent, I do that as well. So I'm always...
Looks like Laura's going to be doing that as well.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Bruce.
That looks good. You know, what you're really doing is you're providing value and inspiring people, and who doesn't want that? So it's just beautiful what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I am really... loving it, and I am really, as I said, very grateful for all the people that have allowed me to express my happiness for them, because I love what I do, and as I do it and I see these eyes transforming into shiny eyes, it's my life, it's my purpose, my life purpose. So they are providing me with happiness. So I'm really grateful for all the ones that I can reach and all the ones that allow me to help them create a life they love.
I love it.
Yeah, that is good. Plus with the international, you know, with the international presence that you have so it's really good. Plus, we've had other guests that had either lived, that are expats in Mexico that coach. We have, you know, and then other coaches in various partes de Mexico. Very, you know, stuff like that. So we've a very nice conduit here for the Concierge Coaches Show out in Mexico. So we.
Yeah, we could do a show in Spanish, you know?
Yeah. Well, you could. It would take me a while to learn it.
Well, Bruce is speaking Spanish, so he might speak Spanish.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Pretty much bilingual. So, yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. And again, what?
Thank you very much.
So real quick, run down the contact points with the Instagram website and Facebook and any other contact points you have for our listeners. Go.
So my website is ihealalove.com, Facebook, ihealalove, Instagram, ihealalove, and my phone is 281-241-9818, and my email is @ihealalove.com. Thank you so much for having me in your show. Really
Thank
appreciate
you, Laura.
It.
It's been wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's been wonderful.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Perfecto. Very good.
Perfecto.
Órale, muy bien.
Órale, muy bien.
El show de Johnny Canales. Wait, el show de...
No, el show de Bruce y Jenny.
El show. Anyway, boy, don't get me started. Folks, man, it was just a fun show today. So glad, so glad we had her on the show, and that I halo love, man. What a great point, because it just works across all social media references. That's going to index. I'm sure it is indexing very well on Google. So
sure.
All right. Well, there it is. That's the end of our show for today, folks. So thanks for listening to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Remember, we have the shows archived on the latalkradio.com website. And also, we have them available for you on iTunes. You can go or Google us, Concierge Coaches Show on iTunes, and listen to the shows for free. We've already paid for that for you, paid forward, so that you can listen to any and all our past shows on iTunes and on the LA Talk Radio site. You can see us on Facebook at Concierge Coaches Show. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Jenny, how can folks reach you?
And you guys can reach me at jhubconsulting.com, and that's jhubconsulting.com. You can email me from there. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere that Laura is.
Right.
Except Mexico.
So awesome, everybody. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care and God bless everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Jenny Hubby, only on LA Talk Radio.